Chicago's got the Star Wars fever. Star Wars conventions have been going on at McCormick Place since last Thursday. It'll continue through tomorrow. This is like Comic-Con. This is the biggest collection of Star Wars memorabilia, fans, merchandise, autograph booths, you name it, Star Wars. It's there at McCormick Place. It really is something, and I think all the days have been sold out. I believe some tickets are still available for tomorrow. But Friday was the biggest day there. That was the day of the Episode 9 reveal, where in the Wintrust Arena there, I think 7,000 people, I heard, were on hand as Stephen Colbert hosted a Q&A with the film's director, J.J. Abrams, producer, Kathleen Kennedy, and its stars, Billy Dee Williams, Daisy Ridley, John Boyega, Oscar Isaac, Anthony Daniels, C-3PO. Many of the other stars were in the film, were all up on stage, and the crowd went wild to hear the filmmakers and the fans. And then they showed the trailer of Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. We've got it up on the WGN website, so you can take a look at it if you'd like. It's all over the internet. You can't miss it if you're interested in taking a look at that. But after all of this hoopla in the Wintrust Arena, we met up with the cast afterwards, and we had some fantastic one-on-one conversations with them. Let's start off with J.J. Abrams, who is the director of this fantastic motion picture. Talked to us a little bit about it, and we got a nice WGN shout-out from him as well.
Being back in Chicago is such a treat, and as a fan of the city, as a fan of WGN, as a fan of Star Wars, you know, it's sort of a weird perfect storm. I think, you know, being out there with those, you know, lightsaber wielding screaming fans reminds us who have been in an editing room for a long time, and before that these stages, you know, to be with thousands of people who are in this moment, you know, making you undeniably realize how much it means to them is such a beautiful thing, and I feel very lucky, and it's mostly surreal, to answer your question. I can't believe I get to be up there even right now talking about it. It's a very odd thing that I still feel that I'm part of this remarkable universe that George created.
I can only imagine what kind of complexity and creativity is involved in putting this all together so it makes sense with all 9 movies, so it makes sense with the last movie, so it makes sense by on its own, and still be the final act for this piece of movie history.
No, you've nailed it. I mean, the biggest challenge of this movie was having it be both its own thing, a standalone thing, and also to be able to incorporate, synthesize, acknowledge, embrace everything that's come before. And sometimes, you know, we did a lot of work to make sure that was happening as well as it could. It's obviously going to be up to you to decide if we achieved our ambition, but it's been a thrill to do it. I could not feel luckier, literally could not feel luckier, to get to be working on this thing. And as hard as it is, it's always more fun than it is tiring.
I felt like you were a little bit emotional when you were talking about Carrie Fisher, who is included in this movie, that you could have CG'd like a lot of films do and bring them back that way. But it sounds like you, in such a loving way, wanted to include her, felt like she must be included in this final.
It's so odd that how that happened. I mean, you know, obviously we loved her, and it's heartbreaking she's not here, and still weird that she's not here with us today. But I will say that the fact that we had these scenes that we hadn't used, the fact that there were these performances, these moments from Carrie that are her, that we were able to incorporate almost as if we were doing just a reshoot on something and like adding a line from another character here, that it's uncanny, honestly. So
it's like meant to be, sort of, right?
I will tell you, there's a very odd thing that you can't work on this movie and get in that, you know, editing room and look at these scenes and not feel like somehow that's the case. It's very strange.
Yeah, he talked about Carrie Fisher. She's part of the trailer. You get a quick glimpse of her from that previously unused footage that he's talking about. It's a scene, as a matter of fact, with Ray, the new heroine of the saga, played by Daisy Ridley. And when she was walking the red carpet and we got a chance to talk with her, she told me how she had an opportunity to actually enjoy some of the city.
We been to Roscoe's. We did a little, well, we tried to do a bar crawl, and then I didn't have my ID, so we had to leave.
Wait a minute, you got carded and they wouldn't serve you?
Yeah, and he was like, you can't come in. I didn't have my ID. It's totally my fault.
Wow.
We went on an architectural boat tour.
Nice.
Seen quite a bit of the city. It's wonderful. We're going to Steppenwolf, I think, this weekend.
Very nice. Wow, you're actually getting to enjoy the city. That's a good little sampling of the city.
Yeah.
When we've spoken before, I've asked you how your life had changed since becoming part of this phenomena. But what I'm wondering about now is how the evolution of making these films has changed for you since you've got a few under your belt.
I'd say the main difference probably is I'm more confident, and I'm more, the first one was such a whirlwind, I can't really like remember a lot of it. And the second one was also a whirlwind because it was emotional and it was just like crazy and the film would just come out and everything. This one I just felt very present. I was like, I get what's going on. There were obviously struggling days, but in a general sense, I just felt more like, you know, like in my right spot, you know? It was nice.
After being part of a franchise like this, do you just want to do independent films, little projects? I mean, is there a downside to being part of the biggest film franchise in the world?
No. I mean, the one thing is it takes a lot of time. But that's not a bad thing because I got that. I think, I'm not like, oh, I want to do this, I don't want to do that. I've been so lucky, like I really have. And I think you could have a great time on a small film or a big film, and I've had a great time on three big films. So basically just working with awesome people.
I'm so happy to see you're enjoying it so
Thank
much.
You.
It's nice to see you.
There is Daisy Ridley, who plays Ray in the features. Coming up next, Anthony Daniels, the great C-3PO, and John Boyega and Oscar Isaac, and more of our one-on-one interviews with the cast of Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, the final chapter, episode 9. It's all coming up next, WGN. Coming up tomorrow morning on the WGN-TV Morning News, we're enjoying these interviews with the cast of Star Wars, episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, but you'll actually be able to see the interviews. I'm going to feature them for you tomorrow morning on Chicago's number one WGN-TV Morning News.
Destroys the show. This is madness. We're doomed. R2-D2, where are you? At last. Where have you been? What are we going to do? We'll be sent to the spice mines of Kessel or smashed into who knows what. Don't you call me a mindless philosopher, you overweight glob of grease. What plans? What are you talking about?
One of the most beloved characters in the whole Star Wars
franchise.
C-3PO. I believe that Anthony Daniels is one of the few actors that has been in every single one of the 8 movies thus far. And he is also featured in episode 9 as well. He's one of the great Star Wars actors that we talked to following the big presentation at McCormick Place this past Friday. The great CPO, Anthony Daniels.
You, more than just about anybody else in this cast, must have a kind of perspective of the kind of reception that you get and the kind of enthusiasm that fans have for this. How would you describe that?
It is the... To walk out on stage and see a portion of the world's fan base and to have them do this thing, the weird thing, you have a clapping and to hear them cheering. And it's almost a physical thing that comes across the stage front there. We don't have footlights anymore, but you used to say over the footlights. It is so life-enhancing because as a performer, you do give out a lot. And one of the things at an event like this is the fans have an opportunity to say thank you. And I have met certain stars that I've just said, thank you. Mm-hmm. And that's all you can say, because you're not going to... I mean, you'd be crazy if you say, you know that bit where you did this? And, yeah. No, it's not about that. Yeah. It's about, it's my time to say Ting Ting.
I appreciate the joy that you've given me. That sort of thing. Right?
Yes. And all I say is thank you. And thank you for the support and love.
Yeah.
Because the fans are very loving, not in a silly, crass way. They genuinely give of themselves, you know, whatever their daily life is. Star Wars, for some magical reason that we don't totally get, they have put themselves into it and they give back.
Yeah. It's my observation that it's profound and it's overwhelming and sincere when they say that, and especially to you, to C-3PO. What do you think the special affection is for this character?
I think if people are fond of Trujillo, it's because basically he's incredibly vulnerable. He's all hoity-toity telling everybody what to do, but actually underneath it, he's really quite scared, and he's nervous for people, he's nervous for himself, you know. He doesn't quite get humanity. He's almost there. And I think people sense that they need to take care of him a bit. You know, he's fussy and he's irritating, but his heart, if he had one, would be in the right place.
Yeah. Well, thank you. As you were saying before, thank you so much for everything.
What a treat to talk with him. And doesn't he even sound like C-3PO in real life? And I mean that as the greatest compliment ever. Anthony Daniels, one of the newer actors in the franchise, is John Boyega, who plays Finn in the series. And he was just full of energy after the big reveal of the new trailer.
It was amazing. It was amazing going up there and showing the fans some stuff.
What's that feeling like when, you know, I don't know how many thousands of people were in there showing their adoration like that? I mean, the city is going crazy.
What's so funny is that in a film like this, you don't really get the opportunity on most other films to do a teaser trailer release with in a stadium. And it just shows how different this film is and how much people connect to it in such an amazing way. And for me to be able to be a part of it, it's just amazing to feel that nostalgia.
Yeah. The first time that we talked to you for the first film, and then since then, I asked you how your life had changed. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering how just the evolution of making these movies now for has it changed?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Episode 9 came at a very interesting time for me, especially in doing projects back-to-back and coming home. It felt like rest, and that's the first time filming has felt that way. And I guess the third one is the final, but the third one is when everybody got their comfort and their rhythm. So I'm gonna miss these guys as well. Being a part of it and being together for so long, nine months, it was amazing.
Yeah. It's great to see you.
Thank you. Great to see you.
There's John Boyega, who is Finn in the movie. Oscar Isaac plays Foe. And I really kind of put it into perspective, talking about this in a more philosophical way and what the Star Wars saga represents in a bigger sense.
I think it's just a great reminder because, look, I mean, you can get cynical about anything. You know, it's like, and we're very adaptable creatures as humans, and so anything can feel like it's normal, you know, and getting the Millennium Falcon every day and shooting a scene, it's like, here I gotta punch my card in and do this again. And so to come back and to see the footage, that behind the scenes footage of the early films of, you know, of A New Hope and Empire, and to really feel the cinematic lineage of this, and then to feel like the physical feeling of the wave of excitement and energy from that 7,000
direct feedback.
Yeah, exactly. It's just right? You realize.
And you guys did seem giddy every time they put a still picture up on the screen.
Yeah,
you guys haven't seen all that stuff.
No, we haven't seen any of this stuff. So I mean, I saw the teaser trailer last night for the first time. Learned what the title was last night for the first time. So
crazy.
It's I feel like I'm on the ride just like everybody else is.
Yeah, it's always great to see you.
Let's go out with something really hot for these folks. A big hit out of 77. Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Give me the Star Wars.
The great Bill Murray.
Our
one-on-one interviews with the cast of Star Wars 9. Rise of Skywalker. We'll have much more between now and Christmas when the movie will open. We'll show you the interviews tomorrow morning on the WGN-TV Morning News. And we'll update weather and news all coming up next on WGN.